Well, without further ado, Professor James McCanney, earlier of Cornell University, now the independent scientist. Are you there, Jim?
John, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Good.
Tell us, what's going on in your life?
Well, all kinds of things. The new year has brought some changes. I'm going to renew my the time I'm going to spend on radio shows.
Jim, we got our first break. Just hold on. We'll be right back.
Okay.
This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This is John Moore on the 7th day of January. And we have our special guest, Professor James McCanney. Now, before we do anything else, Jim, I would like you to give your website address before we start into the rest of this.
And I always preface this with, please spell it correctly, because of the clone sites. So it's www.jmcanneyscience.com. It's jmcanneyscience.com.
Now, we've got about 20 minutes before you have to get on with the rest of your life today, and I know there's a topic which is near and dear to your heart that you want to discuss. Well, let's go ahead and open it up to that.
Right, and I made an announcement or a broadcast on my webpage one day, and then for the listeners, John Moore then responded to me and then had his own somewhat rendition of the same topic, and that is this commonly announced year of 2012 as being some kind of a date when something may happen. And my posting was basically the following, that this is a piece of disinformation that's being propagated through many sources. They're trying to link it to the Mayan calendar in some cases, or the Aztec calendar, or just saying 2012 as some kind of a predictive date. And essentially, it's another form of misinformation. And both John and myself feel the same way, that the original misinformation date on a lot of this was listed as May 15th, 2003. And a lot of you know that date and have heard that and seen it come and go with nothing happening. Another one was Y2K, the changing of the 2000 New Year. And so anyway, a lot of these fake dates were put up so that people would then become immune to listening to dates and disaster scenarios. The next one that they chose, interestingly enough, was 2012, and this is being broadcast all over the place as being an imminent date of destruction or something. And both John Moore and myself believe that the disinformation is that something will actually happen before them. And there are people that know that things are going to happen before then. So the point is to keep repeating this 2012 date so that people think, oh, nothing's going to happen to them, and do not prepare, get ready, and prepare their families and themselves for what would happen on a sooner date.
Based on what happened in the run-up to January 1st, 2000, Jim, I think we have a track record to look at it as to how this American population would respond, at least those that will respond or do anything at all. And not much was done by anybody prior to 1998. During 98, it got pretty warm in terms of preparation, and 99, of course, was a hotbed of preparation. I think that's a fair assessment as to what this 2012 date also would generate, which would be not much prior to 2010,
right?
And I think personally, from my privately gained sources, I think that whatever has happened will either be well underway or nearly over with by 2010.
Right, exactly. And so that's why. And you just see, let's talk about disinformation agents and handlers and that whole topic, where typically people with very few credentials, with not much of a life, let's say, need a life, and they have maybe an internet site. Maybe they whatever they're doing with their internet site. It's pretty low level, and along comes the handlers and gets them some money, usually not very much, because these people have been living on the fringe in the past anyway. But they get a little money, and they give them, like, a podium, a lot of times radio shows to talk on and that type of thing. And then they give them a topic, and they go out there, and they pound this topic. And the 2012 date is one of them, distorting, for example, the Mayan calendar. The Mayan calendar does not predict disasters. It is simply a calendar like any other. And so saying that as the calendar somehow cycles through a certain number of cycles, that all of a sudden the end of the world is going to occur, is just like saying that when the year 2000 came, all the computers would die, which is ridiculous, because in computer language, the year 2000 does not look like 2000. It looks like a very different number in a computer.
Right.
And so it was an absolutely ridiculous scenario, and anybody that knows about computers, like myself, I'm an expert in computer design and communications, etc. I knew that nothing would happen, but they had everybody, all the phone companies, all the computer companies, all of the database companies were all jumping up and down trying to shut down their databases, and they actually created a mini scenario because of the fear factor. But the reality of the 2000 Y2K bug was really not there. Nothing really happened. So anyway, this is just another piece of misinformation to distract the public, to get them immunized to dates and times and real occurrences. And as I said, the May 15th, 2003 date, if anybody's not aware of that, was when certain people who claimed to talk to aliens said that the end of the world was going to come because a big planet would come by and destroy Earth.
Right.
Well,
right.